Good morning. It's time for Waterful Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Remember the line from the movie Titanic? Iceberg right ahead. Well, wastewater operators have been known to say Fatberg right ahead. Wait, what? Fatbergs are real, and instead of putting a hole in an ocean liner, they can put a big hole in a utility's maintenance and operation budget and harm water quality. Fats, oils, and grease, known as fog, rags, and wipes, flushable and non-flushable, combine in our sewers to form solid, immovable blockages known as fatbergs. They're worse in the winter months due to cooler temperatures, making it easier for the fog to solidify. One fatberg in London measuring 800 feet long and weighing in at 130 tons took 9 weeks to dislodge. For comparison, 130 tons is equivalent to the weight of 10 double-decker buses. Yuck! While College Station hasn't had fatbergs of that size, we aren't immune to problems caused by fog and wipes. Our wastewater treatment plants use ultraviolet light to disinfect the treated wastewater, so a big grease blob stuck to the light prevents the light from doing its job. Operators sometimes have to manually remove balls of grease and wads of wipes to prevent equipment from getting damaged. Ew. Some disposable wipes are labeled as flushable, but they may not completely break down in the sewer system, so it's best to just toss any paper product that isn't toilet paper in the trash. So to wrap up, here's some tips to help your sewer system. Scrape food scraps and solidified grease into the garbage. Pour oil and grease into a can. Once it's solid, you can seal the container and place it in the trash. Any paper product besides actual toilet paper belongs in the trash. Yes, even so-called flushable wipes. No wipes in the pipes. To learn more, go to takecareoftexas.gov or cstx.gov.